Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing the play button, for spending a little QT with me today as we delve into the world of Terminator, which is what basically our life has become. AI dominates pretty much everything. You can't even get a toaster today unless the toaster has Wi-Fi capability. It's a little bit much when you have to, you know, give yourself a cornea scan before you put the dishes into the dishwasher. Maybe it's going a little bit far when your Roomba's talking to you and reporting you if, you know, they think that there's something going down in the house because everything's interconnected. The Internet of All Things is something that I have discussed and sort of, you know, warned about for many, many years, AI being something that would lead, you know, the way towards something we would call, you know, predictive criminal investigation, or what they call pre-crime, as the movie that you probably remember, Minority Report, with Tom Cruise when he was so cool, until, of course, they were coming after him for a crime he didn't yet commit. I said that this was going to be a thing like 7 years ago. I have a whole playlist on AI, and it seems like it already is. It's now in the news, which is strange. Almost like 7 years from this pre-crime fear that I have now, we find that Israel is using a program called Lavender, which is basically pre-crime. And it's using AI to carry out precision drone strikes, and according to a lot of the reports and a lot of the media that is now picking up on this and going with this, it's pretty horrible. They work in tandem with a couple of other programs. One's called the Where's Daddy program, which is basically, you know, where's the target? The target comes into the house, doesn't matter, the family's there, it's just where's daddy when daddy gets home. But boom, there goes the drone. And they have all sorts of levels of, you know, who is a target and who should be. And according to this latest report that just went out, I think they've targeted and, I don't know, eliminated maybe something like 37,000 people that were connected to the terrorist organization that Israel says that it is fighting. This is horrible news to be reading about. Spooky how that AI has become so, well, mainstream when it comes to military use. We knew that this was going to happen, but now it's happening. I've also had a couple of concerns myself when you have vehicles that are self-aware. I shouldn't say self-aware, I should say self-driving. But if they were in fact self-aware, or that they could be hacked, where we remember we talked about Angela Chow, CEO of that company that's some people say were connected to, you know, those big barges that are crashing into bridges. There are all sorts of, you know, stories out there that are connecting everybody to kidney and everybody. But AI possibly being something that we should be concerned with if it takes over and it decides that somebody is not good for, you know, the future. You just eliminate them, like this Lavender program, which worked in tandem with these other programs. One of them was reported just over a year ago, I believe I covered this, called The Gospel. This nice name for this stuff. But this is very concerning. Artificial intelligence, you know, using basically gathering information from all sorts of mediums. There was an article that I read how Meta was, you know, connected to all of this somehow, through their WhatsApp, that, you know, people were finding out where people were via social media and via even supposedly these private, you know, messaging services like WhatsApp. But yet there are articles being written about how, oh, Big Brother's pretty much watching us no matter where we go. You think? When they were giving away the Google Homes, they're like, hey, put this into your house. It's free. We'll give it to you for free. You think? But we already have, you know, we already have the phones on us all the time that are, they're listening all the time, and programs. Who's to say that this is just not disclosure? This is the way it's always been, right? That would be weird. But you start thinking about, you know, AI and robots. You know, you put the two together. And when you have, of course, we have so many different companies now competing for this humanoid, I'm going to fold your laundries, do your dishes and everything else, the robots in the house. It's going to be like the cost of a car, but it's going to be great because you don't have to fold anymore. Spooky. A lot of people competing for the space. One of the primary robotics institutes that you're probably aware of, especially if you've been on the channel for years, because we've been talking about Boston Dynamics. We've been, you know, from their little spot dogs to their little scouts to their little, you know, crawler things to their little hopping, you know, cockroaches that get to all these little robots to the Wildcat, and then a robot that runs like 100 miles an hour. To even Atlas, who's known for all of his great acrobatics, his flips and everything else. And you look at all this stuff and you're like, put an AI brain in there. Put a sentient, you know, conscious AI in there. You know, that's connected to the hive. That's getting the instructions from Skynet or Starlink, whatever you want to call it. That's right, we have that too. We have that going on too, but don't worry. Elon was just talking about how he says even Starlink doesn't go out during tornadoes and all sorts of other weather, melt snow and pretty much get through things. This is a really stressful time, made even more stressful by the fact that the U.S. has just released its first known test of a dogfight between AI and a human pilot. That's right. And the AI won. It followed all the rules. It did everything perfect. And it made the human pilot look kind of silly up there in the sky. That's what I gathered, at least. This is a stressful time. Maybe not as stressful as being on X, though, now that Grok is going to be making sure that you're not engagement farming. That's right. Elon came out and said engagement farming is no longer a thing and that Grok is going to come after you and find out if you're doing it. Now, here's the problem. The problem is Grok doesn't even know who I am. Grok thought that I was some other guy and in fun mode. And then I asked him this morning if you knew who Jacob Israel 71 is, and Grok didn't know, had no idea. So I think that the AI should probably know who people are before it decides who's not the right person to be online. But Boston Dynamics, they came out with this really cool video of this. It looks like this demon-possessed robot doing what the scary, you know, monsters in the movies do, where they all walk backwards, or like the Terminator that like gets shot down and like, you know, gets back up really quickly. Freaky stuff. Even Elon made that connection too, with this this little post right here, where you see the Boston Dynamics robot, the Atlas, the new and improved one, you know, basically folding itself backwards, rolling up, and then standing towards you, and his head spinning around, and his body spinning around, and I'm thinking, that's Lost in Space, man. That's the Netflix show Lost in Space. That's the super possessed robot that Will Robinson gets connected to. Didn't you find out that there's like a whole bunch of these other robots that are just like it, that are, it's like, that's like the, it's scary. And I think to myself, that's weird. So I look up Lost in Space because I'm going, this robot and the Lost in Space robot, they look a lot alike. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It was almost exactly what, 6 years from when Lost in Space was almost exactly 6 years to the day. And we got the spooky looking Lost in Space robot doing all sorts of weird contortion demon possession tricks for us. Welcome to 2024. Uranus is a planet, by the way. And something else that's pretty historic is right now Uranus and Jupiter, they are in Taurus. You know, if you're into that stuff, I don't know. It just seems like you had a lot of magazines that were making a big deal out of the eclipse, and coming out of the eclipse, now you have your Uranus and you have Jupiter coming together. Last time they did that was World War II. And people were like, oh, it's in Taurus now, so now we got to worry about that. Like, worried about that? I think the AI is already in charge of all of that, I think. Shall we play a game? This is the day that we're in. And you don't even know what's real anymore. You know, you can see videos. I even have people saying to me, it's like, oh, Jacob, are you even real? Or are you just some kind of AI video? You don't even exist. But who can tell? the way AI's gotten, it's almost indistinguishable from reality at this point. Now they're taking, they have like a program that can take like a still image, kind of like Dali did back in the day. You can get it to, you know, talk. Like, but look at little Mona Lisa here doing the rap song Paparazzi for everybody. I mean, this is taking it to a whole other level, I would think. A whole nother scary level. And it just makes me think of that Princess Kate video where she was talking the whole time. And a lot of people said, oh, we think it's AI because it was just, it had that weird, like, didn't have a soul type of a feeling to it. Just weird. Whole thing is just weird. I'm not saying that's the case. But then another video pops up today in my feed of this blonde lady that's not a lady, that's actually just AI and talking and looking and sounding just like a human.
Make the decision, commit to that, and to start creating what comes next.
The program is known as VASA. It's Microsoft. You know, don't worry about any of this stuff. Just go to sleep. That's just, this is what I tell myself. It's like, I don't want to look into this stuff because it starts to freak me out. Like, you know, some of these attacks that were taking place, you know, you get connected to a certain person's, you know, WhatsApp group, and all of a sudden, what do you link to them? And then they're like, well, you know this person on X, and this person promotes this stuff and believes this stuff, but because, you know, you follow them because you don't really, but you're connected to them somehow. Does that make you then like guilty by association? Because there are people that I follow I don't know anything about, but they're fans of the channel and fans of what I share. And I tell people, if you connect with me on X, it's at JacobIsrael71, I'll follow you back. Just you got to let me know, unless I see blatantly and openly that there's something wrong. But down the road, you know, could that be an issue? Could they factor that into the equation? All the people that you're connected to with this lavender program. Lavender is supposed to make you feel calm. It's supposed to be very calming. I got soap that I use that's lavender soap. I like it because it makes me feel good. But this story doesn't make me feel good. And like the people that work for Google, you think that they feel good? No, I don't feel good. Yeah, like, I think they still have mask mandates in some of these places. Either that, well, there was a video that was popping around. I shared it on my ex. And I made some goofy comment about, like, you know, is there like an unknown contagion or something? Because they were protesting these Google employees. They were fired, by the way, which I say good for, you know, you go to work, you don't go to work and then stop everybody else from working. You're getting paid. It's a blessing and a benefit to have a job. If you want to protest, you can find a way to do it without, you know, being destructive, or if you're going to be destructive, just know that you're going to get fired. And it's not exactly unfair. What they were saying is that you know, Google was somehow, you know, funding what they would call, you know, wiping out entire civilizations. And that's what they say is happening right now with Israel. And they were very upset. And so they were all protesting. But they all looked like a little bit like kindergartners, because they were all like, they all had crisscross applesauce going on. You know, like when you say to kids, okay, sit down, crisscross applesauce. And they make the little, they do the little Indian sitting, I guess. Is that what they call them? You cross your legs. But they all look like children, don't they? And they're all like chanting, doo, doo, doo. It's like, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? This has been a real dumbing down of the human race. I wouldn't doubt it. So it's no wonder AI is going to continue to take over more and more and more until we're just not necessary. And people that are connected to big organizations, you know, like the Emperor from Star Wars, Klaus Schwab, this guy, who, by the way, some people, like, he's in the hospital, they don't know what's going on with him. Some people, you know, want to hear bad news about the guy. I say, if he's corrupt, you know, we'll hear. You know, we'll hear. It doesn't seem like a lot of their, you know, their ideas are the best. And one of his top guys, Yuval Noel Harari, who I've talked about on the show a lot, he's like, you know, humans, they're just not, you know, we're expendable. Who needs them? Who needs them? Worthless eaters. That's the joke going around. What's the point? What do we need them for? They're going to be useless soon. So, you know, his whole thing.
We see the creation of a new massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more and more fields, there is a distinct possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? What do we need humans for?
And you wonder why. You look at this footage of Amazon. Somebody shared this online with Amazon, and the way that their warehouse self-assembles, you know? It's just, I mean, it's getting to a place where does there need to be humans? I mean, how many people are, you know, just their jobs are working at a factory and packaging stuff? And when you got, like, very dexterous robots, say you get a robot, right? You see, you get this robot that comes in and does flips and does all that stuff. And you can get that robot for, say, like $100,000 right now. That would be a great investment for, you know, a company, because you look at somebody's salary. It's like, you know, what's the salary for people that work in the warehouse? Over a couple of years, it pays for itself. Then you don't got to pay it anymore. You see what I mean? You see where this is going? You already had, like, these Amazon Goes. That was, you walk in, you grab the stuff, and you leave. See, you know, that's, this is the day we're in. We're actually in it. We're actually in it. It's spooky. They're using pre-crime. I mean, that's, if that doesn't keep you up at night, maybe it should. There's no, like, legislation for this stuff. There really isn't. They've just, like, it's a mad dash for whoever can get there first. Back in a video I did, like, 7 years ago, I used Elon speaking at, like, the Arab Emirates, where they were talking about AI, and he was saying this.
The first bit of advice would be to really pay close attention to the development of artificial intelligence. I think this is, we need to just be very careful in how we adopt artificial intelligence, and to make sure that researchers don't get carried away. Because sometimes what happens is a scientist can get so engrossed in their work, they don't necessarily realize the ramifications of what they're doing. So I think it's important for public safety that we, you know, governments keep a close eye on artificial intelligence and make sure that it does not represent a danger to the public.
If that isn't enough advancement in technology and everything else, you know, we've talked about it all, from quantum computers to other things. Well, now, Intel, this is like today's news, unveils its largest ever AI neuromorphic computer. Okay, that sounds a lot like what it is. You know, it's like basically a computer that's designed like exactly like a brain. And this thing, this is Intel's Hala Point neuromorphic computer, is powered by more than 1,000 new AI chips and performs 50 times faster than any, like, top computer today. Listen to this thing. This is crazy. It can make up to 20 quadrillion. I think they made that word up, quadrillion. I think that's a made-up word. Like a gazillion. That's a gazillion. Like 20 quadrillion operations per second. Or 20 petatopes. Petatopes. Whatever they are. The computers process data differently than a supercomputer, so it's hard to really compare them. But Trinity, the 38th most powerful supercomputer in the world, boasts approximately 20 petaflops of power, where a flop is a floating point operation percentage. The world's most powerful supercomputer is Frontier, which boasts 1.2 extra flops. But I guess this one is the floppiest of them all. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But it just seems to me like it's gotten a little freaky. A lot of people think that, like, AI, ancient AI was, like, here for a long time and was wiped out, and now they're coming back, right? It's like the, and they call this ancient AI, like, demons. Ooh, you know, because of course the beast that's made in the image of the beast, right? The beast makes the image of the beast. The image of the beast is given power to both talk and speak, and people begin to worship the image of the beast. Well, mankind in scripture is the beast. The image of the beast would be made in the image of man, which would be AI. AI, whose number is 666, www.666, very strange. Very strange when you start to look at it like that. It's just spooky. So now when you got like a robot doing all sorts of weird possessed type backflip things and looking all lost in space-ish, you may want to put a pause. You may want to pause that. Or maybe hope for a solar flare that can wipe things out because it's looking very dystopian out there. But you got to tell me in the comments section if you're worried or you're concerned. We're being surveilled everywhere. What happens when you're just connected to somebody and that supercomputer says you're a threat? Come on. There's got to be a better way to do things. There's got to be a better way to do things. I know there is. So I hope that you do me a favor. You pray for the world. You pray for those you love. You treat people kind. You be respectful. You don't give up hope, especially in the day we're in. Hey, we got aliens to worry about. We got war to worry about. Why not worry about robots too, right? We got it all. It's the biggest, best movie of all time. We're all a part of it. I hope that you enjoyed today's show. Do me a favor. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed. Check to make sure you're still subscribed because people are often not. And share the video around. Leave me a comment. Tell me what you think. Don't forget to get yourself some of the merch that's in the description of the video below. All of this stuff helps the channel out. I'm super grateful for it. And I'm super grateful for all of you. So I love you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.